بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. This beautiful ashar of our Sheikh Awwal Rumi Waqt Tabriz Dora Sheikh Al Arab Al Ajam Tabriz Zamana Shah Ki Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawar Allah Markatahu, which is printed in Kitab Faizan Muhabbat. The title of this nazm is Mujhe To Qurb Ka Alam Diya Hai Aah Sahra Ne. مجھے تو قرب کا عالم دیا ہے آہ زہرا نے. سنا ہے خانقاہوں میں محبت کے میں خانے دیا کرتا ہے ساقی عاشقوں کو جام او پیمانے. سنا ہے خانقاہوں میں محبت کے میں خانے دیا کرتا ہے ساقی عاشقوں کو جام پیمانے. خلاف راہ سنت جو بنا کرتے ہیں مستانے. خلاف راہ سنت جو بنا کرتے ہیں مستانے وہ دیوانے بظاہر ہیں مگر اندر ہیں فرزانے. دیا کرتا ہے ساقی عاشقوں کو جام و پیمانے. جو عارف ہے وہ کس عالم میں رہتے ہیں خدا جانے. جو عارف ہے وہ کس عالم میں رہتے ہیں خدا جانے. بھلا جو غیر عارف ہو وہ ان کا رتبہ کیا جانے. بھلا جو غیر عارف ہو وہ ان کا رتبہ کیا جانے. حسینوں کے اجڑ جائیں گے جب جغرافیے ایک دن. حسینوں کے اجڑ جائیں گے جب جغرافیے ایک دن. بتانا دا کہاں جائے گا اپنے دل کو بہلانے. جو یاد آتی ہے ان کی دل میں گھبراتا ہوں گلشن میں. جو یاد آتی ہے ان کی دل میں گھبراتا ہوں گلشن میں. مجھے تو قرب کا عالم مجھے تو قرب کا عالم دیا ہے آہ صحرا نے. مجھے تو قرب کا عالم دیا ہے آہ صحرا نے. جو زاہد عشق سے نا آشنا ہے پھر بھی وہ ناداں. جو زاہد عشق سے نا آشنا ہے پھر بھی وہ ناداں. نہیں سمجھا ہے خود لیکن چلا ہے مجھ کو سمجھانے. نہیں سمجھا ہے خود لیکن چلا ہے مجھ کو سمجھانے. ستایا عمر بھر بو جہل نے شمع نبوت کو صلی اللہ علیہ. ستایا عمر بھر بو جہل نے شمع نبوت کو. مگر بدنام ہیں دونوں جہاں میں اس کے افسانے. مگر بدنام ہیں دونوں جہاں میں اس کے افسانے. کہاں تک
ضبط بے تابی کہاں تک پا سے بدنامی کہاں تک ضبط بے تابی کہاں تک پا سے بدنامی کیا مجبور اظہار بیاں پر خوف پردہ نے کیا مجبور اظہار بیاں پر خوف پردہ نے نہ کرتا تحقیر اے زاہد خدا کے درد مندوں کی نہ کرتا تحقیر اے زاہد خدا کے درد مندوں کی مقام درد دل کو بے خبر تو آہ کیا جانے مقام درد دل کو بے خبر تو آہ کیا جانے تجلی ان کی ہوتی ہے اپا قلب شکستہ میں تجلی ان کی ہوتی ہے عطا قلب شکستہ میں کیا ہے قلب کو لیکن شکستہ غم کے سودا نے کیا ہے قلب کو لیکن شکستہ غم کے سودا نے نہیں ہے زندگی میں جس کی کوئی داستاں غم کی نہیں ہے زندگی میں جس کی کوئی داستاں غم کی وہ اہل غم کے قرب خستگی کو آہ کیا جانے وہ اہل غم کہ قرب خستگی کو آہ کیا جانے وہی کرتے ہیں ان کے عاشقوں پر تبصرے اختر وہی کرتے ہیں ان کے عاشقوں پر تبصرے اختر جو ظالم درد الفت سے جو ظالم درد الفت سے ہوا کرتے ہیں بیگانے سنا ہے خانقاہوں میں محبت کے ہیں میخانے دیا کرتا ہے ساقیہ عاشقوں کو جام و پیمانے جو عارف ہے وہ کس عالم میں رہتے ہیں خدا جانے بھلا جو غیر عارف ہے وہ ان کا رتبہ کیا جانے دیا کرتا ہے ساقیہ عاشقوں کو جام و پیمانے سنا ہے خانقاہوں میں محبت کے ہے میخانے
الحمدللہ وکفا والسلام علی عباده الذین اصطفى حضرت سشار are not only bayans, they are the tarjuman, the translation of the condition of the heart of Hazrat. And as Hazrat had said, most of his poems, middle of the night, his eyes would awake, the pen would just come in his hand, and he'd just start writing. Not thinking, just writing. All ilham from Allah, tabaraka ta'ala. May Allah fill Hazrat's qabr with noor, and may Allah let us take benefit. What great legacy Allah Hazrat has left behind, that we take the lessons. Yeah, each stanza is such that not an hour is enough, not a lifetime is enough. And then so many lessons in here. Not only one lesson, so many lessons. And for all that is, for the lovers of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah give us that love, and then we see it with the eyes of love. Then we will appreciate this. As Hazrat has explained in all the stanzas, that a person needs that love of Allah to understand the talks of love. A person who doesn't know what, like Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says, small boys, 2-3 year old, what do they know about the 18-20 year old boys who talk about girls and they're interested in girls? 2-3 year old boys got no idea what that life is like. So a person who hasn't got the love of Allah, he can't understand these talks. He is completely in a lost case. He's not only immature, he doesn't know anything about this. So Hazrat says, Mujhe to qurb ka alam diya hai, aahe sehra ne. Today we also would want to find Allah, like Hazrat Ibrahim ibn Adham. Also these are the ashar of Allah, which today we do with the tashri, with the explanation. Normally when our ashar we have, then it is translation. Not only it must be translated, then we get the essence of the Hazrat's kalam. But when we overshadow it with our talks, then our talk takes precedence. And Hazrat, what his message? It's lost. We don't even know the message of Allah. But when it's a translation, then the message of Hazrat comes through. So, yeah, with the tashri, the explanation that Hazrat Ibrahim ibn Adham, rahmatullah Ali, was a very pious person. He was the king of Balkh, a huge, huge country, Afghanistan, all that areas. And the love of Allah, he got an inkling of it, and he wanted the love of Allah Ta'ala. So as a king, he was sleeping in his bedroom, the king's bedroom, how that bedroom must be. And then he heard some sounds on the roof. So he asked, who is there? So that person called out and said, I lost my camel. I'm looking for my camel. He says, stupid, the camel on the roof of the bedroom of the king, where can you find it there? So he says, I may be stupid looking for my camel on the roof of the king's bedroom, but the king looking for Allah in his comfort and enjoyment, who is more stupid? So he got the message to find Allah is not in the comfort and ease. It is when a person sacrifices. So then he left. Immediately he took off all his royal robes and he put on clothes of Hassan, sack, and he wore that, fastened it with thorns as the button, and he went out in the jungles now looking for Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. There he found Allah Ta'ala. Lot details, but there then Allah Ta'ala honored him that every day food of Jannat, biryani of Jannat should come for him, and that he had the taste is different. The aroma was such that whole jungle was filled with the aroma of that biryani. In that jungle, there was another person, a grass cutter, who also had sacrificed for Allah. And Allah had honored him also. For him, dal should come from Jannat. The dal of Jannat, the whole world's biryani can't compare with it. But anyway, he complained to Allah Ta'ala. He said, Ya Allah, I'm so long here, and I'm only getting dal roti. And this man has just come and he's getting biryani. So Allah Ta'ala said, O ignorant person, if you want to, go and take your stickle and your string, cut grass and go and sell again. You were only selling grass. He left his kingdom. So the proportionate to a person's sacrifice are the gifts of Allah Ta'ala also. How much we sacrifice. So a person who may be in great comfort, and he sacrifices that, Allah gives him according to that. Anyway, so mujhe to purb ka alam diya hai, aah sehra ne. The deep sigh of the heart out there in the jungle where nobody is there to hear you. Yeah, we advertise so easily. All little bit we made tahajjud, we advertise it. Little bit we did some other good deeds, whatever, we advertise it. But there in the jungle, nobody to hear you. And that sigh that comes from your heart, of your past gunas, of the love of Allah, when you have now an idea, you have some idea, a person is interested in a woman, and he just by her outward figure, what he makes out from her burqa, and he's gone mad in love with her. And if she just have to open her face little bit, 1 second, and you just got a glimpse, now you are mad. So if Allah opens himself little bit to a person, then a person goes madly in love with Allah Ta'ala. And is prepared to sacrifice everything. We see the whole world for one woman. What and what don't they sacrifice? And for Allah, if a person just gets a little glimpse, and Allah gives that to each and every person, his little glimpse, those who follow it up, things open for them. Even for atheists and kuffar, those occasions come in everyone's life that a person could see Allah, just get a glimpse. Now a person who makes effort in that direction, he will get Allah Ta'ala. And Allah will give himself fully to that person. Which dua we should also always make, which Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah Alayhi taught, towards the end of his life he used to make, and he should teach the murids also to make, Allahumma kullana waj'alna lak. O Allah, become ours and make us yours, O Allah. That is a great, great thing. So, that is where a person gets Allah, in those, in the jungle, in difficult condition, and problems and troubles, which Hazrat has explained also very beautifully, that comes in a person's life, they are also, that Allah has sent them to become closer to Allah. Yes, in fact, some of the ash'ar of Hazrat, or the talks of our elders, that a musibat and a taklif, a difficulty, a hardship that comes in a person's life, which makes you closer to Allah, then where can you call that a taklif and musibat? That is a ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, which Hazrat explains, Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi, Rahmatullah Ali explained, one person, middle of the night, walking on the streets, police saw this person here, looks like he's got some wrong intention, some crook, robber or something. They gave chase, he ran, they are hitting them with their batons, kicking him, and he's running. Then he scaled the wall, and he landed in the lap of his beloved, who he was looking for. So he thanked the police, that it is you people that you send me right into the lap of my beloved. So the difficulties of this dunya, for those who are looking for Allah and coming closer to Allah, they say it looked outwardly like a musibat and taklif, but if our approach is correct, it takes us closer to Allah. And we find Allah even more, and then a person becomes even more happier. Suna hai khankahon mein mohabbat ke hain mein khane. We have heard that in the khankahs are the centers of the love of Allah Ta'ala. The centers are, the mekhana is a bar where people go and drink liquor, etc. And the whole week, person gets his weekly wages. Instead of going home, he first goes to the bar. And there he finishes all his wages, most of his wages, drinking away there. And the drinking destroys him. But that high it puts him in. Or like a drug addict, makes what excuses to get money. When he gets his money, more drugs. And it puts him in that high of his. So this has been always compared with regard to the khanka, the bar where priest people, there they go and drink this wine, which intoxicates you. You don't know who's my wife and who's my daughter after that. You are lost. Yeah, this is where also you get the love. You go in a high, but high in the love of Allah, high in the reality of things. Now you don't see things of this dunya like all animals are seeing it. Or just this dunya which appears and people go mad for it, for their soccer, for their fashion, for all the lifestyle of this dunya of the kuffar. How people, you see above that completely. And reality comes to you. These are those bars where that reality of deen and the love of Allah sinks down into the heart of a person. So, Sunnah that he said, we have heard that the khanqahs are the bars of the love of Allah Ta'ala. Diya karta hi saqi, aashikoku jamu paymani. Just like in the bar, you go to the barman, you buy your liquor, he sometimes mixes different and make it a special type of drink, and he's got his art of doing it also. When you will pour that from the bottle, not just like this near the glass, from a height of 1 meter he'll pour it. He's trained like that. And it goes, and all the effect it has got and all that, and you are overtaken with that. So yeah, the saqi, that is the sheikh in the khanqah, and where it is a genuine khanqah, and the sheikh has got some love of Allah, then he can give to the others. If the sheikh himself hasn't got the love of Allah, what if he's that experience? He doesn't pour in your glass from the bottle here, near the glass. He's pouring from a height. Once we were in Malaysia, and on the street some vendor, they were selling coffee. So we went, we bought, and that coffee also from about 1 meter high, more than he pouring it from there into the glass, and a special coffee that he was making. So they've got the art. So the sheikh also has to have that art, how to pour it. So we have heard that the sheikh, he gives the ashiqs, those who want this love, who are coming there and they are desirous, and they want this love, he gives them jam or paymane. Not only the jam, the liquor, the beer, that glass, thick glass. Jam also, and paymane, big amounts also. Not only a small glass, that also he gives. And he gives the big glasses also. In other words, he's just giving out the love of Allah Ta'ala. So where we find that, and we are also, we appreciative of that. A person who is not interested in liquor, he'll go past the bar and he'll spit in that direction. What he got nothing to do. This bar, yeah, of the love of Allah, those are many people who also come and they just pass by, no attention. But those who know what is being given here and want that drink of the love of Allah, they are the ones who will appreciate. Khilaf, and now Hazrat explains that. Khilaf-e rahi sunnat jo bana karte hain mastane. Those people who become like great lovers of Allah, but contrary to the sunnat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And these people abound in the world. People, where they will see their dressing also, heavy like big mashayikh, how they dress also. And you will see that their lifestyle also, all this dunya thing. And once we were in Larkana in Pakistan, at the airport there, small airport, small place, we went there for a program. Then one person came, they say he wants to come and meet. He's a very big sheikh. So we also want to meet the sheikh. So he came, clean shaven, suit and tie, and then they said that, but his murids by the thousands come. So what kind of a sheikh is that? What is he going to give? Once in Malaysia, they said there's a sheikh from Turkey. And seeing that he's in our line, tasawwuf line, if you want to go, said yes, we'd like to go meet. So we went there, they were having Qasida Burda Sharif. So we sat, and I saw things are not right. Then suddenly the curtain opened and the woman, grown, a big woman, dressed also smartly, and they emerged from with the curtain. So I said that no, we can't stay here, we have to move from here. So that khanqah mekhana, not where liquor is sold, where not all the bid'at and all other things are being, where sunnat, according to sunnat. Nabi, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say that our tariqah, our method is sunnat-e Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our zikr, our tarbiyat, everything is according to sunnat. That is important, not all the other things. So there, which wherever anything is against the sunnat, wo diwane bazaar hai, magar andar mein farzane. They are outwardly, they look like big lovers of Allah, but inside they are very shrewd, and they are not clever. Farzana, the word means clever. They are not clever, they are shrewd, they are sly. And in that shrewdness, they rob you of your money. One person in a qawwali, the qawwal was singing, and he's got his agents in the crowd, like many amils also got. And with the Christian church, it's very, very common that they do the healing which Isa alayhi salam used to do. So you see a person coming in a wheelchair there, he can't walk, anything. He goes for his treatment there by the person, the amil, and he comes out walking. All the whole big fast. He was a walking type of person. But he just came there and also, just see, he came in. He couldn't walk also. He came in a wheelchair. And he's going out walking. So people get impressed with all those things. So the qawwal was singing, and this one person, his agent, he was acting there. So jumping and all that, what the subject matter, and and everything. So the people around also now they say this person causing a big commotion here. How he's getting, trying to get him under control. All tried, but he was like in a high. Nothing could stop him. So one person said, I'll sort it out. So he went there. He just one word he whispered in his ear, and he came right. So they say, what did you say? So he said that what you worried, you, what you wanted is done. Your problem is solved. He said, no, in future if we have a problem, then we also will know how to solve it. So I told him, you are jumping in all this hard of yours, but your trouser is torn in a very delicate place, very bad place. And immediately he went to change. Now where was all that hard gone? Just now he was in a big hall, but just he heard that and finished. So all that, they outwardly they are like big diwanas, but inside, one good famous amil, he went to a very good patron of his, who was a good customer of his, and a good friend of his also. After Juma namaz, he went to his office to treat him, and that. So that person had to go out for some work. Then the amil was alone in the office, and he planted some things in the pot plants there in the office. That person came back, they started talking again, and on his screen he started seeing what's happening all, and he got a shock, what's this happening here? And then he told him, he confronted him, you are planting these things and then you're going to take it out and say, somebody put this and they make jadu, but you put it yourself here. So anyway, that was also a long story, and we all must, we don't need any amils, we need the greatest amil, the Quran Sharif. Quran Sharif has got all the amals in it. Jo arif hai, wo kis alam mein rehte hai, khuda jaane. The person who is genuinely an arif, recognize of Allah, which world he lives in, only Allah knows. We cannot ever fathom where he is, and what his enjoyment in his heart is all the time. فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنٍ. Nobody knows what enjoyment that person is getting. Outwardly, he's just like us, who living with us, but he's in a different ecstasy, in a different state of great enjoyment all the time. Phala, jo ghair arif hai, wo inka rutba kya jaane. It's logical, it's straightforward. A person who's not an arif, who doesn't know about this, how can he ever know what his position is? We, perhaps all of us, what we know of modern art, whether it is any reality or what, just some strokes here and there, and we will just pass. But those who are in that field, they will be able to appreciate. We won't be able to appreciate because we're not in that field. Whether that is a real, just an example. Many other things also, a person who is in that field will be able to enjoy it. Like famous it is, if you are giving zafran to a donkey, what's the donkey going to appreciate it? So those who don't know the reality, what will they know who are the arifs and what their position is? Haseeno ke ujar jayenge jab geographia ek din. When the beauty of the beauties or the beautiful woman, when their beauty will be completely destroyed one day. That is, there are many, today also we see old ladies, they have got now leg problem, varicose veins, they've got this problem, but they were young also. What was their young days? How were they living at that time? And what fashion and what things they were following? What kind shoes they were wearing, high heels and all that. Now they are old ladies and now they got tasbih all the time in their hand and all that. But they also had their young days. What were they? So when this changes come in this, like when you marry your young wife, 18-year-old, 20-year-old, she's got a figure like a trigger, like a Coca-Cola bottle her figure is. And then when she bears your 3-4 children, now her figure is like a 200-liter oil drum. And now you, when she just got married, young, 17, 18-year-old, she came with her trousseau, all the perfume also. Night in Paris, Hajar-e-Aswad, and all the other different types. And when she came to you, all just that wonderful perfume. Now when she's got that 4-5 children of yours, she's like a 200 oil liter drum now, then she's asking you, rub me with deep heat now, with Vicks now, Zambak. Now the whole night you must forget night in Paris and all that. Now you must smell menthol whole night. And you must rub her. My knees are paining, my back is paining. Now the whole night you just rub her. But our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, at that age also, now when she bore your children, and she has become like that, don't reject her now. Don't throw her away. But tell her at that time, eh, meri buriya, oh my old lady, sakkar ki puriya, my bag of sugar, wah meri guriya, what a doll I got. And make her happy even at that time. She bore your children, so tell her, make her happy. And Hazrat say, if she feels offended, you told her old lady, then don't say old lady. Just say, meri sakkar ki puriya, wah meri guriya, what a doll I have got. So when their geography is going to change, Hazrat says, when they become that old age, now the teeth have fallen out. One, two long teeth, may perhaps dirty, yellow, and wrinkles on the face. Eyes have, the eye sockets are gone in. The cheeks, no more that, all the blush on the cheeks and all that. No cheeks left. Forget, and where are you going to put the blush now? All, everything is gone now. She is nothing now. And in that old age of hers now, she got perhaps Parkinson also. And her head is just shaking all the time. And you also got Parkinson. And your head is shaking, yes, no, up and down all the time. Yes, yes, yes. And her head is shaking, no, no, no. And you want to kiss one another, and you're just missing one another. Because you just can't come, your head is going one way, her head is going the other way. You can't manage one kiss also. And so, when her beauty will go away like that, bata nada kahan jayega apne dil ko behlane. Oh, ignorant person who gave all your potential of love and enjoyment, you gave it for one woman. Halal jai sawa for your wife. You didn't give it to Allah, which was the real way you should have. You spend your whole night awake with your wife, not 5-10 minutes for Allah Ta'ala. Now when she's like that, where are you going now? And if you've given that to Allah, now in your old age, more you will enjoy. As Allah opens and reveals Himself more, and you see the beauty of Allah Ta'ala. Like that woman, she just opened her niqab 1 second and she closed it. And what you saw made you go mad. And if you have to marry her, and then she removes her whole parda also. And she afterwards removes all her clothes. What is... So if you gave your time for Allah, and as Allah reveals Himself, Musa alayhi salam said, is the only Nabi who asked Allah, Rabbi arini anzur ilayk, O Allah, I want to see you. And the reason for that was, he was Kalimullah. heard the sweet voice of Allah. That, oh Allah, if you are so, your voice is so sweet, how beautiful mustn't you be? So I want to see you. Allah said, Lan tarani. In this world you can't see me. Your eyes are not of that power that you can see me. Your eyes are too weak. You can't see my beauty. That will be in Jannah. So that will be the greatest enjoyment in Jannah. More than all the food and the fruit and the garden and the rivers and the woman, the Hurul Ain, just to see Allah. Allah, who is the creator of Jannah. Allah is beauty. What He created, Jannah, that beauty is less than the beauty of Allah. Allah's beauty is the greatest beauty. So when you get the greatest beauty, you don't offer that which is of lesser beauty. One person was going and he saw a woman walking and he started praising her. And he started, "Oh, you're so beautiful, you my love, you my everything. I give everything for you." She saw a dangerous man behind me. His intentions are not good. Her house came and now she had to go in the house. "He'll come with me in the house." So very dangerous. So as she took to turn in her house, she said, "My sister is coming from the back and she's even more beautiful than me." So immediately he looked back. From the back, she gave him one slap. She said, "Just now I was the most beautiful in the world. There was nobody like me. Now I just told you my sister is coming. Now immediately you go and look there." So Allah Ta'ala's beauty, there is no second to it. Allah Ta'ala's beauty is the greatest. Any person who makes this connection with Allah and he finds Allah, the nada, the ignorant people can never imagine what an ecstasy and joy they are living in all the time. So when your wife will become like that old now, and her geography will change, her history will change also. That your history, first you are a young couple, she was a young woman, all the details of that. Now she has become old now. Now she has got nothing in her. Her back is bent also. Nothing is left in her. So don't give your life for these other things besides Allah. Allah, no old age overtakes him. No weakness comes to Allah. Allah never loses His kingdom. Allah Ta'ala is everything. So give your everything to Allah Ta'ala. Jo yaad aati hai unke dil mein, ghabrata hoon gulshan mein. Hazrat says that when I think of Allah, then though I'm in the garden, and Hazrat was in Gulshan Iqbal, the area's name, which means the gulshan, a garden, a beautiful orchard, a beautiful garden. But when I think of my Allah, then mujhe to qurb ka alam diya hai aahe sehra ne. And what gave me qurb ka alam, the closeness of Allah, where did I get it? Aahe sehra. That is in the desert, in the jungle, that I used to take out. Yeah, Hazrat was now in Gulshan Iqbal in Karachi, in the city of Karachi. And Hazrat is referring to when he was with his sheikh in Phulpur, which was not a village. It was just in the jungle, one house in the jungle, and nobody around there. And Hazrat, a young person, 16, 17 years old, staying with his sheikh, Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri, and making his khidmat all the time. And there, when Maulana should get up, middle of the night, it was Hazrat's duty to wake up Hazrat for tahajjud time. But he says, there wasn't a day that I woke him up. When it was time to wake up, I would just hear his cough, and I know that he's awake already. But at that time now and then, he should just sit behind Hazrat all the time. And any need of Hazrat, then he should see to it. So that which gave me the closeness of Allah, that in the jungle, when I'm in the jungle, in the city, in the orchard, in a park, and I'm enjoying this, but when I think of that, then I think of those days where I found my Allah. Jo zahid zahide ishq se na aashna hai, phir bhi wo nada. A person who is a zahid. Zahid is a person who, it's also a great position, but zahid, a person who doesn't indulge in dunya. The very bare necessities. permissible enjoyments of this dunya, of food, of anything, bed, sleep, house, he just does on the bare necessities. He's a zahid. He has given up dunya. He doesn't have anything to do with dunya. But in most cases, those zahid, they are nadan. They haven't got a taste of love of Allah Ta'ala. So, jo zahid e ishq se na ashna hai. That person who's a zahid, his ibadat, you see, he abstains from dunya. He is, his position is high by Allah. But he doesn't know what is love. He knows what is mujahada. He knows what is lot of ibadat. But what is love, he doesn't know. So he is unaware of the love of Allah. Wo nada, that ignorant person. He is a great buzurg also, but that ignorant person, nahi samjha hai. He hasn't understood, he doesn't know what is the love of Allah. Lekin chala hai, mujhko samjhane. But he has come to explain me. He doesn't know himself, and he's coming to teach me a lesson. Which our elders explained, generally, it's a general rule that students of an ustad, they are still students, but they start giving advice to their ustad. Murids of a sheikh, they still murids, young people, they don't know where the sheikh is reached, and they giving advice to the sheikh now. So those who haven't understood are giving advice to those whose understanding has gone far away already. But now they giving them, they think we know a lot. And so that's why the young people, nahi samjha hai, he hasn't understood himself, khud himself, lekin chala hai, mujhko samjhane. But he has come to tell me what to do. Kisi ki aahe mazloomi se, waqt zulm darna tha. Kisi, to make zulm on somebody. And that person who turns to Allah, Allah vows that I will help you, even if it's a non-Muslim. It is said that a government can exist with with kufr. A government can exist with kufr, but a government can't exist with zulm. When you make zulm, you can't exist. Even with kufr, the government can exist, but with zulm, it cannot exist. So, this is making zulm on any person, that Allah says, I promise to help you, even if it be after some time. But my help is with the mazloom. We must be very careful, our wives, that we are not making zulm on them, on anyone else. And also, the person himself who thinks that zulm was made on me, many times it comes out, he's the zalim actually. He shows that I'm a mazloom, but he's the actual zalim in many times. So anyway, whoever is genuinely the mazloom, Allah's help is with him. And the one who is a zalim, Allah, he must fear Allah very greatly. Hue hai khana abad, zalim se veeran hai. And the zalim, though he's got everything, he loses everything. And the Muslim who was oppressed, he gains everything. So each person should be, and that is the actual place of retribution is Akhirat. But many cases in this dunya also, Allah already shows it. Sataya Umar Bhar, Abu Jahal ne shamaye nabuwat ko. Abu Jahal, how he had harmed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How he was against Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Magar badnaam hai dono jahan mein uske afsane. But now he is disgraced. And humiliation is his lot in both the worlds. In this world, he was thrown into a hole, into a well in Badr. And the same place now, public toilets have been burnt. So whoever goes and do his job there, is doing it on Abu Jahl. Allah Ta'ala made that system for him. And Abu Lahab, who also caused grief, his end came in such a way that so much sores on his body, bad smells from his body, stench, no one, his family could go near him. And finally when he died, some Abyssinian slaves, they told them, take his body, and they couldn't go near with long sticks, they were pushing his body. They dug a hole and they threw him, pushed him into that hole and covered it with stones, rocks, etc. They filled it. That was the disgrace Allah Ta'ala gave Abu Lahab. So in this world, we have to be those who made zulam, and zulam to which category of people? Who made zulam on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And when Allah gave his, left his rope loose, they thought we can do what we want to. And we, what and what didn't they do to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam? But finally, when the reality came, how it came. Kahan tak zabte be'tabi? How long? That what I want to say, I'm not saying it. How long must I bottle up? How long must I keep it in me? Kahan tak paase badnaami? How long must I keep that people will think bad of me? They'll have wrong ideas about me. Kya majboor izhaar bayan par khofe far fardan. I've been made helpless now that I have to speak out. Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, about 150 years ago, he said one great melody that has overtaken people, the ulama also, the people also, is the fear of criticism. That nobody wants to be criticized. Nobody must speak bad about you. So they don't speak the truth. They keep quiet about the truth. And Maulana says the reason for that is hubbe jah, love of pride, that I must be a favorite of everyone. So consequently, such even ulama, they'll give bayans, they'll speak about deen, lot bayans they'll make, but they'll never speak the things which are required. That, for example, the people who are misleading the people, that if we speak on that, people will say that you're causing ikhtilaf in the ummah. People are saying you are backbiting about the other, about ulama. But people who are doing so open wrong, going themselves in the wrong direction, in a terrible wrong direction, and leading people in that wrong direction, not speaking about that, is mudahanat fi deen, is khiyanat fi deen. That you have to speak, but I'm not speaking because people will criticize me. People will talk bad about me. I'll lose my following. People won't want to follow me. They say, no, this man, we don't want to keep any contact with him. Very controversial man. He, the person who speaks the truth, then why we don't speak that word, what we have to speak, what, and when we give bayan, it's not what we would like to say. It's not what the people would like to hear. It is the truth that we have to speak. And the truth, for example, there is an epidemic in a place, and the doctors are only treating the flu patients. And that epidemic, they're not treating it. That the moment the proportion and the damage and the terrible consequence of this, of kufr which is being promulgated, and that we don't touch that subject. We are talking, mashallah, very good about sabr and about taqwa and about namaz, but that we have to speak. But what is the actual thing that we don't touch that subject at all? And so the people are dying of iman, and we don't talk about that. So it is very, very important that a person, this hubbe jah, is a terrible disease, which is this pride. Anger is an illegitimate child of this pride. And not speaking the truth is also an illegitimate child of this pride that we have, that all must praise me, I must be in everyone's good books, all must be in my good books. It is like I call you Molly Sap and you call me Haji Sap. I just praise you all the time, you praise me. I don't take out any faults of yours and you mustn't take out any faults of mine. And many times, like the alim goes to a town, that mashallah, very good, this town, lot of piety, ulama doing very good work, oh, all are happy with Maulana. And he collects nice, what you call it, hadiyas also. People praise him also. And if you have to say the truth there, no, this man not a good man. This man controversial man. So a person who has got that, he's got pride in him, hubbe jah, that person is suffering from. Kya majboor izhar bayan khauf fardane, that I'm helpless, I have to speak about this. Hazrat says that what is the truth, I have to speak. نہ کر تحقیر اے زاہد خدا کے درد مندوں کی. او زاہد, you have got your taqwa, you have got your piety, you abstain from the things of this dunya, but don't you make tahqeer, look down upon and regard as low and bad those people who have got the love of Allah Ta'ala. You got no love, you are a very dry person. You have got no love in you, and you don't understand what is this love of Allah Ta'ala. مقامِ دردِ دل کو بے خبر تو آہ کیا جانے. That position of the love of Allah, oh you who haven't got any bit of it, you're a hard person. There is no softness in you. Like for example, when Ibrahim alayhi salam passed away, the son of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shed tears. And he said that, oh Ibrahim, with your passing away, we are sad. But we don't say any wrong things with our tongue. But our hearts are crying. One person said, oh Allah's Nabi, we don't cry when our children die. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, what must I do if there is, instead of a heart which is soft in your heart, in your bosom, there is a raw stone in your bosom. What can I do about that? So people who are deprived of love, and they don't understand what is love, those people can't understand what is the love of Allah Ta'ala. And the closeness, they lot of ibadat they make, lot of mujahada they make, everything. But love of Allah, they are completely void, empty of that. Maqam-e dard dil ko be-khabar tu aah kya jaane. Tajalli unki hoti hai ata qalb-e shikasta mein. And Allah Ta'ala gives His tajalli like that lightning, flash of Allah's love. Allah puts that love in that person who has got a broken heart. So the broken heart, our sorrow, our sadness, if we approach it in the right way, it becomes the source of Allah's great love. And when a person is, and a broken heart, really Hazrat explains in other places, why is your heart broken? You wanted to commit a guna. The desire is strong in you. Whether it's masturbation, whether it's looking at another woman, whether it is on the phone, but you don't look. You abstain. Now your heart is broken. If you feel also that if I had done that, I should have got this enjoyment. Had I looked at that woman, I should have got. Now your heart is broken. In that broken heart comes the love of Allah. That flash of lightning and the flash of the love of Allah flashes in that heart. So at that time, don't fall prey to that guna. Break your heart, don't break the law of Allah. And when you break, you don't break the law of Allah, you break your heart, Allah Ta'ala doesn't allow that heart to be broken. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was asked to slaughter his son. And at what a time when فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعُ السَّعِيَ, when he had reached that age that he could help his old father. And the father now needed help. And he didn't break the law of Allah. He was prepared to break his love for his son. And not only love, but that closeness of his son, the love also, the help, the khidmat he should do, all that he was prepared to sacrifice. Allah made it till Qiyamah, Qurbani will carry on. And it won't be not only there in Mina, throughout the world. And not a Qurbani like a statue there that Ibrahim alayhi salam is slaughtering, a dead statue, but live Qurbani. Everyone will be slaughtering in the world, and people will be looking forward to make this. And all this is Sunnat of Abikum Ibrahim, the Sunnat of your forefather Ibrahim alayhi salam. So when a person makes the sacrifice, he doesn't break the law of Allah, he breaks his heart. Allah doesn't allow that heart to be broken. But Allah builds that heart in such a way that it just becomes bigger, stronger, beautiful all the time. تجلی ان کی ہوتی ہے عطا قلب شکستہ میں, کیا ہے قلب کو لیکن شکستہ غم کے سودانے سودانے. And how does the heart break? When sorrowful things come in a person's life. And a tasbih of 100 beads of difficulty, فأصابكم غمم بغمين. Allah says for the Sahaba, Allahu Akbar, those who were in the battle of Uhud, great Sahaba, that I send sorrow after sorrow, sorrow upon sorrow of yours. Ulama have counted almost 10 sorrows which Allah put in, grave sorrows. For example, one of the sorrows, the shaitan spread the news that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has become shaheed. Then the Sahaba, oh, now what are we living for? If Nabi, how Allah loved the hate for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what sorrows, what great, great sorrows. But Allah changed all that again into His great ni'mat. So where sorrows come in a person's life, whatever difficulties, the person who made his islah and tarbiyah, he will go closer to Allah. And that musibah, that sorrow, doesn't remain a sorrow, it becomes a ni'mat of Allah now. That which took you closer to Allah is a ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. Nahi hai zindagi mein jiski koi daastan gham ki. A person who hasn't got any story of sorrow in his life. That I went through this, that I wanted to commit this guna, I didn't be able, I couldn't commit it. I wanted to do that guna, I couldn't do that. That all the things of this dunya, and a person who hasn't got that, things are just going smooth in his life. Wo ahle gham ke qurb khastagi ko aah, kya jaane? Those people who went through the sorrows, and the sorrows turned not into one ni'mat of Allah, millions of ni'mats of Allah. It was a sorrow outwardly, but you turned it into million ni'mats of Allah. A person, a condition comes on a person, two people, two brothers. For example, both brothers, their wives left them. For example, any other condition, sickness, financial. The one whose tarbiyat was made, now he goes, starts making tahajjud. And he finds Allah, and Allah opens himself. He comes closer to Allah. So he says, my wife left me, but I found my Allah. My money, all my money was went away. My friend swindled me. He took all my money, but I found my Allah. The greatest wealth and riches I found. So he that difficulty became a great ni'mat for him. And the other one, all these problems, he went and take drugs now. He went and start drinking alcohol now. And he's gone further away. So the same condition for the same person, for different people, if we approach it right, it can take us much more closer to Allah. And if we have not made that connection, and then we go in the wrong direction, a person goes further, goes to destruction. وہ اہلِ غم کے قربِ خستگی کو آہ کیا جانے وہی کرتے ہیں ان کے عاشقوں پر تبصرے اے اختر. Only those people are in the peanut gallery, passing comments of the lovers of Allah. That these people, wasting their time, and they just all the time in zikr, making ibadat. So the people who are in the peanut gallery, they pass their comments on these people. These people are like this, these are like that. Jo zalim darde ulfat se hua karte hain begania. That person, and that also still Hazrat refers to him as a zalim. That is, he's our friend, but he's ignorant. He doesn't know. You don't write him off also. No matter what the other person is, what wrong, but you make dua for them still. Ya Allah, show them the right path. Bring them also. You don't have enmity for them. Jo zalim darde ulfat se hua karte hain begane. They don't know what is love. So what can you tell them? They don't know what is the love of Allah. They don't know what is the love of ibadah. For them, going to do all the haram things are enjoyable, and those are the things that we must be doing now. And to come to the masjid, and come to the programs, and just like you're going to waste your time there, what you getting there? So those who don't know, at the same time, وَحَجُرْهُمْ حَجْرًا جَمِيلًا. Stay away, make hijrat from them. But حَجْرًا جَمِيلًا, a beautiful. And حَجْرًا جَمِيلًا, الَّذِي لَا شِكْوَى فِي. Don't complain about them. وَلَا انْتِقَامَ فِي. And don't want to take revenge from those people, but make dua for them also. Then you must know you're on the right path when you'll still be making dua. Great, great lessons. Allah, in His Qudrat and in His mercy, bless us all with this. And let us realize what are the great treasures of life and where we must be, in which direction we must be going. Allah give us all tawfiq.